Hello, members. Today I want to give you just a little bit of a snapshot of the results from the congregational assessment that we all did together. Because you are members, we wanted to give you a preview of what we're going to be sharing this weekend with the entire church. Well, first of all, thank you. Over 550 of you took the time to fill out this assessment, which tells us just how much you love Christ the Rock and how much you want us to be healthy and continuing to grow. Attached to this email, you're going to find a summary that will give you an overview of the results that we received from you. So before you read the summary, let me give you an idea of why we decided to do this survey and why we decided to do it now. When we lost our founding and senior pastor, Bill Lenz, we received some counsel. At that time, they told us that it would probably take us maybe up to 3 years for us to catch our breath and to begin to move forward again, fulfilling the purposes that God has before us. Well, this summer actually marked a year and a half into that journey. So we decided that it was time for us to take our temperature, to see how we were doing as a church. So just to be clear, this wasn't an opinion poll. This wasn't about looking for ways to make us happier. This was a way to assess where we are now so that we can lay a path for the future about what will make Christ the Rock all that God intended to be. For those who took the survey, 15% were 35 or younger. Now, the center section, 35 through 64, represents 71% of the body, and 65 and older represent 14%. One of the most remarkable things is that all three demographic groups actually came up with four priorities that they all shared in common. This is just unheard of in most churches. What that tells us is that even though we might have different approaches about how to tackle these things, we are all in agreement about what is most important to help the church be as healthy as it possibly can be going forward. You can find all four of those priorities listed on the bottom of the first page of the summary. Another piece of good news is that we found that all of us are on the same page theologically. In other words, we agree on the basic tenets of our faith. That is an amazing thing for a church, and that's not something we have to work on, but we can build off of. Two additional things that you taught us were, one, that you want us to communicate with you more often so that you can better understand the decisions that we make and why we made them. And we also heard you say that you would like to have more input in the decisions before they're made. Well, as you know, there were a lot of questions in this assessment. So as a result, we have a lot of information to digest. So over the next few weeks, the elders, the senior leadership team, and the staff are going to take all of that information and try to distill it, first to understand it, and then to put it into actionable steps to actually see something of life come from it. Over the next year and a half, we'll be seeking your thoughts and opinions about how we actually put these steps into action. If you'd like to see a copy of the entire report, there'll be some leaders and pastors available in the link right after the services, and they'll walk you through the entire thing. Thank you again for taking the time to give us this important information. It is going to help us immensely as we lay a path forward. So God bless, and I'll see you on Sunday.
And how weird is that to follow yourself? So if you're a member here at the church, you already had received that email last week. So you got that little bit of a video clip, and we also attached a copy of the executive summary. For those of you who hadn't seen it, of course, now you got that background, and you noticed in your bulletin there's a copy of the executive summary there as well. So I'm not going to add a whole lot more to that today, other than the questions you might have after service for me in the link. But what I did want to do is just to qualify a couple of definitions, because they troubled me, to be perfectly honest with you, when we just started this assessment. And those two words is, the assessment itself measures two things as it relates to the church itself. The assumption is that any healthy church has at least these two things present in its body, and that is being satisfied and being energized. So the word satisfied can be a little misleading, especially because it can sound like we're just trying to appease, or just, again, trying to find ways to make people happy or content. That's not the point at all. In this particular case, the context for happy is more associated with the Hebrew word shalom. Okay? So what this really means is more reflects feelings of wholeness, health, peace, safety, fullness, and harmony. And energy, how it's defined in this context, is simply referring to churches of experiencing a compelling purpose with a high level of engagement and involvement. Okay, so it's energy around the vision and mission of the church itself. So satisfied, this feeling of contentment, and energy meaning we're excited about what it is that God has in front of us. Now, when we started talking about this survey, to be honest with you, I was on the fence. I wasn't really sure we needed more information, kind of thought we knew enough. And so we had contended it for actually weeks and weeks. And then finally, I gave in anyway, and saying, yeah, all right, let's go ahead and do it. And to be honest with you, I don't think that I really fully appreciated how much we needed to do this assessment now. When I was a boy, like a lot of you guys, I played a lot of sports in the backyard with my friends. And when we did that, we had this common backyard area. Football was our main sport. And oftentimes, because we played tackle football, I would get the wind knocked out of me. And it wasn't that big a deal when you're a kid. First of all, you're more resilient. But because you kind of could see a hit coming, you could kind of prepare yourself, and so it didn't hurt as bad. But there was one of these days where present on the field or on the side of the field was our neighborhood bully. His name was Bob. I just realized the parallels. Anyway, his name was Bob. And I did not know that he was nearby. And I turned around and he had wound up and just with all that he had punched me in the stomach. I fell to my knees, and eventually I was laying on the ground. I was just reeling in pain. And I can still remember the words that he said to me, the only words that he said to me. And you stay there. I had no choice. I couldn't get my breath. I had to stay there. As I said in the video, when we did this assessment together, it was only 18 months after we lost Pastor Bill. It was when the enemy delivered a sucker punch to all of us, and we lost our breath. We've been spending the past 18 months catching it, and I believe we're starting to take full breaths once again. This assessment, I was a little afraid of the results, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Taking a temperature can be a dangerous thing. There are some of you in this room who don't go to the doctor because you don't want to know if you're okay or not. I understand that fear. I really fully do understand that fear. In this situation, I wasn't sure what you were going to say. But the assessment we took suggests that we have good levels of both satisfaction and energy. And what that means is it puts us in this category called transformational. This chart gives you just a little bit of an idea of where we could fall now when you take a temperature like this. Oftentimes, you can find churches that have high energy. In other words, they're very hyped and stoked about things that you're doing, but they're not real happy about where things are going. And as a result, you have a war. You have kind of chaos going on. Here's where I thought we might end up in terms of recovery, low energy and low satisfaction. That wasn't our case. Or status quo, you know, everything's just fine. We don't really need to do anything. Instead, we found ourselves in the transformational segment, which is awesome. The way we're expressing is high energy and high satisfaction. And I can't tell you how affirming that was. That little triangle there, that little diamond, represents where we fall on that chart. The two good news for me is one, we're in that coordinate. The other is we've got room yet to grow and to be even stronger than we are right now. That gives me great hope for our future. What I heard you say to the enemy was, no, we will not stay down. We will not. You were saying that not only was your faith not dinged, but it actually grew through that period of time, that you want to continue to grow, that you want to be equipped for ministry, that you want to be put in leadership positions, that you want to make a difference here on Sunday mornings in the valley and around the world. This is an amazing thing for a church to possess collectively. And collectively, that's what you've said. Can it get better than that? Of course we have lots of things to work on. Of course we do. But the fact that we are agreeing that we want to go forward, and we don't just want to go forward, we want to go forward together, following our Lord, it's just an amazing thing. You can imagine that there's a lot of data for us to go through. The SLT spent a full day last week just beginning to pore over the different levels of communication, not of communication, of data that we're able to pull out of this assessment. It's wonderful, beautiful things. It gives us some handles to be able to know what to put our hand to. And so that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take the next couple of months, create a plan that will actually begin to move us forward, using the information that you've already provided for us, with the end game is fulfilling God's vision and mission that he's given this local church. And I promise you that we'll keep you informed along the way and involve you as often as we can. So, today, if you have questions and you'd like to see the entire survey, or excuse me, the entire assessment, the results of it, or you're just looking for that one thing that was important to you and you're wondering how everybody else responded, I will be out at the link right after the service. Feel free to come out and we can talk, all right? Until then, I'm asking you, I'm begging you to continue to pray that we won't miss what the Holy Spirit is saying. It's evident what he's been doing, but I'm also completely convinced that he's only just begun. So let's pray. Father, it is a miraculous thing about what the enemy can mean for evil and how you can turn it to good. Thank you for turning us toward you and toward one another over these many months. Thank you for confirming in our heart what is right, the study of your word, the devotion to you, Jesus, to be led by you, Holy Spirit, and for us not to do it alone, but to do it together. Thank you, Father, that you have placed these things within our heart. Help pray that you will protect them and you will help us to continue to grow in them. I pray that you would anoint this body, Father. I pray that you would anoint the intentions, the longings, and the desires that you've placed there. May we honor you in increasing measure in the days, the weeks, and the years yet to come. And we all said, amen.